We're standing in one of those new green developments where entire neighborhoods adhere to a set of environmentally safe standards. Some of the houses in this Blacksburg subdivision are already lived in. Others are half complete, their wood skeletons suggesting rooms and staircases.
So that's another thing I'm interested in, is how do you take a house, especially something like green building, and you want to think about safety of the occupants, environmental effects, energy efficiency, but what about safety of the workers?
That's Virginia Tech Associate Professor of Wood Engineering, Daniel Heineman. He's editor of a journal called Wood Design Focus, and he's part of a team of researchers exploring better ways to cut down on falls by construction workers.
And I talked to some of the safety managers, and they said there were some workers who had fallen, took it upon themselves to do toolbox talks, to say to the other workers, I don't care how macho you are, if you fall, it's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt your family.
New safety rules on fall prevention for commercial construction went into effect in 2011. For residential construction workers, OSHA phased in similar rules March 15th of this year.
They changed the rules to say, just like commercial construction, if you're working 6 feet or over, you must be harnessed to something, you must have a guardrail, or you must have a net underneath you.
Heineman says it's the harness that's key to safety at heights, but what it's attached to makes all the difference in breaking a fall.
Most of the roofs on these buildings you see are made with trusses. So they're 2x4s, they're connected with metal plates, they kind of form a triangle with some zigzag members in between. Trusses are used a lot in the construction industry because they're light, they're really structurally efficient, they can carry a lot of load for a little bit of weight.
Heineman's team designed a series of connected triangular roof trusses to spread out the load and break a fall without breaking the support structure.
And we have this bracing. It's spreading that load out so that all the trusses are carrying that load. If you have just one or two, or if you don't have enough bracing, the trusses are just going to fall over just like dominoes.
And the worker will be injured.
A worker can strike the ground, you know. We don't want any falls to happen, but the whole point of the fall protection system is if a fall happens, the lifeline and the harness do their job, and they lower the force on the worker. The worker takes a little ride. They go over the side. They're rescued by their friends. The structure holds up and doesn't collapse on top of them. They can inspect the structure and make sure everything's okay and go back to work.
Heineman says the test of whether his team's model works will be if construction workers actually use it.
There's something called safety culture. It's not just making a better mousetrap. It's not just coming up with a better idea. It's getting workers to use it. And to get workers to use it, it has to be easy to use. It has to save them time. It has to help them with their job.
I'm Robbie Harris.